Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
All right, so we are on, I don't want to call this a sermon series, but we're kind of introducing a new frame of thought, and it's called I Am Doing a New Thing. About 2 years ago at one of our previous churches, I shared this message. And of course, God always has something a little bit different to share as we are walking through it now. So probably for maybe about 2 Sundays, and I don't know how long we'll be on this theme here, but we'll see how far we can get being led by the Holy Spirit. Our theme scripture that we will be coming to is this one right here. It says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." Some translations of this will say, "Behold, I'm about to do a new thing." And then it goes on and says, "Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" So whether you read the translation that says, God is saying, I am doing a new thing, or I'm about to do a new thing, the next portion of that verse says, now it springs forth. So that means, if you guys can see this, and I was trying to share this just a little while ago, whenever God is moving, it is beyond normally our natural sight. And so if we're waiting, if you think of almost like a plant that's coming up, if we're waiting to see something to give us evidence that God is moving, we are behind. God is always moving on our behalf, always. Even before we gave our life to Jesus Christ, God is always moving. Even before we were born, God was moving. Even before the foundations of the world, the scriptures let us know that God loved us. So he's always working on your behalf. So if I can just kind of park right there for a moment, whether we sense it or not, God is moving on your behalf. Do you believe that? Amen. Few people believe that. And this is one of the reasons I think that God is want me to kind of dig into this area, because I don't think a lot of people believe that God is literally moving in your life. And if you're stuck in that place, then this is a place where God is saying, you know what, we need a renewing of the mind. He says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? He says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Amplified, and this is where I kind of want to bring it out. So same verse of scripture, but it's in the Amplified Bible. If you can look at this. It says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Here's the part. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? And then he goes on and says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So this is a call to action. So God is calling us to action, to this area, to perceive, know, and heed the new thing that he is doing in our life. So what does that mean, to perceive? So to perceive is the first area, such as almost an aha moment. So I wasn't aware that God was moving, that God loves me, that God thinks the best of me, and all of a sudden something happens and I get wind of the fact that God is actually moving. But then the next area is action on my behalf. Knowing means I step into it more. I engage into what it is that I'm sensing that God is doing. And then the final part, to give heed to it, is, you know what, now I'm actually paying attention to it. But if you're in a place today, and I don't believe that anyone in here is, but if you're in a place right now where you're at the part of perception, where it's, I think, like, he might be, like, every once in a while, based upon how the wind is blowing, I think God got something planned for my life. Oh, or when I come to church, that's when I'm able to kind of sense that God is doing something in my life or that God is moving in my life. If you're at that beginning stage, God is asking you to move into the know stage. Move deeper. Inquire about God. What is it that you are doing in my life today? I sense it, but I don't know it. And that's the stage of us spending time with God. So then again, the last part where it says heed means that I love this phrase, pay attention, pay. That means that I literally need to give my attention to what God is doing. And so for some of us, we are paying attention to a lot of stuff, but we're not paying attention to what God is doing. I was going to say, can y'all say amen for the people that's not paying attention? Because they need to hear it. Can y'all say amen for them? Because it may not be anyone in here, right? But it's somebody that might be listening to this recording, and they need to know that the congregation at Purpose Church wants them to pay attention. Can y'all actually say that loud with me? Say, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. This is almost like a child whose parents, right, is, imagine you're on a video game and you got the headset on and you're like, you know, you're upstairs or something like that. And the parent says, William, and the child's like, right? So that's the first perception, like, did I hear something? Most children don't inquire to see if somebody called them. If y'all got kids that play video games or y'all got spouses that play video games, have you ever? You're like, hey, and it's, if y'all can see that, it's this moment where I thought I heard something, but listen, but I'm too engaged in what I'm doing to go inquire to find out if someone is calling me. Are y'all following me with this example? And so what do? We keep playing the game. We keep watching the movie, right? So flip it spiritually. How many times in our life do we sense God is either calling us or we can sense, like, I feel like God wants me to do something. I feel like God is impressing something upon my heart. I feel like God, I feel like God, I feel like God. But how many times do we step into it and inquire and lean in, say, you know, use this phrase, you talking to me? Right? You talking to me, God, you know? You talking to me? I know you ain't talking to me. But sometimes we do that. I know you ain't talking to me because I'm a little messed up. There ain't no way I could be hearing you, God. I am fully engaged in what I am doing right now, and you calling my name? And you know what God says? Yeah. Your activity does not keep me out. My love, this is what God is saying, my love is so strong for you that you can be fully engaged in something that you know that you should not be doing, and I'll still call you because that's how deep my love is for you. Come on. God says, my son died. Come on, like died. A gruesome death. And they thought it was over. And God is saying, you don't think that I would come and rescue you out of what it is that you're going through, even if you're already a Christian? His rescue doesn't just stop at the moment of salvation. His, you know, when we give our life to Jesus Christ, he is constantly coming after us. He doesn't stop. And so when you sense, well, how do I know it's God? Well, why don't you inquire to find out? What's wrong with asking, please listen to this, what's the worst thing that could happen? You just get closer to God. Look, you know, God, did you call me? It's like Eli, if you agree with Eli and Samuel. You know, he kept thinking that Eli was calling him, the young boy Samuel, and it was God that was calling him. And Eli, yeah, no, I ain't call you. He kept going. It was God that was calling him. And then immediately, Eli eventually says to him, Eli the priest says to Samuel, the next time, just say, here I am, Lord. So what is our response to God? You know, come on, like, can y'all go with me right there? I don't know if y'all have kids that wear the headphones when they're playing the video games, or if you do it, like, you don't know the moment where you take your headphone off and kind of like, you know what most of us do? You know why? Because if they really want me, they would come up here and knock on my door. Excuse me? Why don't we go check it out? Because the worst thing that can happen is really not the worst thing. The best thing that can happen is that I come to God and says, here I am, Lord. Or I read my Bible, or I pray, or I praise, or I worship. Whatever it is, I move from where I currently am, and I step closer into the place of inquiry. And then after that, after the area of knowledge, so it's perception, it's knowledge, and then it's heeding. Heeding now means that everywhere I am in my life, I'm listening for the direction of the Lord. It's like I'm eavesdropping on heaven. Like, what y'all talking about? You talking about me? I want heaven to be talking about me, and guess what? Heaven is God, his angels, the kingdom of God is constantly talking about you. See, we read books like the book of Job, right, where Satan comes, and he comes before God, and God says, hey, what you doing? He says, just to and fro throughout the earth. He says, have you considered my servant Job? And we're like, oh. But what if God is talking about you, concerned about you, aware for you in heaven, and he is sending his resources to help you do what it is that he wants you to do? But if we are not even paying attention to what God is even trying to get across to us, we're off. And for some of us, we're wondering, why is my life so topsy-turvy or upside down? You know why? Because it's almost like this. So this is closer to God, this is not, right? So when I jump, y'all know where I'm going, right? Say, God. Say, and God's like, then we go back. Lord, talk to me. And then we come back. God, God is talking, he's moving, he's all that kind of stuff. And then on we say, well, it's Tuesday. Who reads their Bible on Tuesday? Doesn't Tuesday just sound like a day that you should just step away from reading your Bible? Right? And then Wednesday comes, because like this job is just bothering me and people are bothering me. So what do? We jump closer to God. And what we're doing is missing all of the other communication that God is trying to share with us, because we are in and out. We are inconsistent in our relationship with God. And when someone says, does the Lord talk to you? Whether audible voice, sensing, prompting, Lord, no, he don't. Because you won't sit down long enough to listen. It's as if God is saying, behold, I am doing it. And then we leave. We never get to hear a new thing. Because we left. Because my game comes on at 4:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm throwing myself in there. It's like, God, you got until 4:15. Throwing myself in there. The flesh is strong. The flesh can persuade you that there's another time. So God talking, God is moving. You can be in tears. You can be like, oh, Lord Jesus, God. Like, you're so great and you're so good and you're so wonderful. And then you just, oh, man, oh, I'll be back, Lord. And we leave that moment. I've done it. I do it. How much does God want to share with us? And either by, like, you can hear, right? If you can hear God speak, or you can sense it, or through his word, or through music, or through your friends, like Christian friends talking, or whatever it is. How much does God want to share with us? But we are in and out, in and out of that relationship. Are y'all with me? And so the question is this, where are we at? Are we at perception where it's, I thought I heard something. And in that moment of perception, what do we do? Do we put the headphones back on and continue with life as if it's not, a relationship is not the most important thing in our life with God? You know how many, Cameron and I were talking about this, I think last week we were on candlelight service. You know how many times that we treat our life with God as if it's not the most important thing? It's true. Now, if somebody asked me, rank in order, what's the most important thing? Come on, what y'all gonna say first? Is it God? And then, like, family, based upon how they act? No. Family. And then I'm like, you know. And then people that are in ministry, they kind of, ooh, is it my job or is it ministry and all of that? But it, words is one thing. Action is another thing, y'all. Hey, can you come and spend time? I'm dealing with. Well, how come I didn't see you? Why didn't you show up? What? We have so many things that we put before God. And some of us may say, but look, Pastor Will, I got to work. I know you do. You know who else knows you got to work? God does. You know who else knows that you got to raise these children? God does. And your marriage? God does. So if God decides in any moment that he wants to step into a certain space and talk to you, he already knows everything that you're dealing with. So we cannot bring excuses to God and says, I would on my lunch break spend more time with you, but I got these reports that I need to work on. And if I don't, then my supervisor is going to get on me. And God's like, man. And then you realize that your supervisor says, I wasn't ready for the reports. I could have spent time with God because I was so worried about what people were going to think. I did not spend the time with God that I needed to. And God was going to give you insight about the next thing that you needed to do. Lord, as I go throughout this day, lead and guide me. Help me to know your presence as I go throughout this day. Amen? Compare to Lord, today, pay my bills. Lord, help this child. Lord, get rid of that coworker, right? All these different things. Lord, 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 compared to, so what we didn't just did, we didn't just put all this, you know what we just did? We just put all of these wants, desires, and needs before our desire for God. It is loaded. And so God is, if y'all can kind of see these barriers, you know, God do this, God do that, God do this, all these natural things, and God's standing there, and we're here, and God is saying, I can move those things like I don't, but you know who I want? I want you. And together, we can walk through these situations in life. But if you keep, it's almost like, not dodgeball, but it's like I have a ball, and the ball is my circumstances, and I keep throwing it to God. I say, God, if you care about me, why don't you take care of this? And God is saying, I do care about you, but I want you. But God, I need you to handle this. And he said, just spend time with me. And we're literally throwing the ball of circumstance back and forth to God. Rather than saying, okay, God, I don't know what to do with this. Can you help me? Like, help me to not put this before you. And God says, woo, that's what I've been waiting for. And then God, Tremaine, can you come here? Then God says, okay, Tremaine is us. And I'm representing God. And Tremaine has all of these different things in front of her. Finally, she says, you know what? I don't know what to do. God, I just want you. And God says, yes. And he comes. And as a groom with his bride, it's not that he moved all them situations. He says, now together, we're going to deal with the finances. Like, maybe it's still there. Like, God, if you could just open up this door, then I make enough money to deal with this. And God says, I'm a little concerned that if I gave you that job, you'll spend less time with me. So what we're going to do, we're going to stay together, and we're going to deal with finances. And then you say, Lord, I can't wait until these kids get out of this household and all that kind of stuff. And I just hope they all go in the military or go away somewhere. And then God says, you're going to be more worried about them if they just go down the street. So you know what I'm going to do? They ain't ready, so they're going to stay at home. And together, we're going to deal with these kids at home. They're dealing with, like, woo, Jesus, and all that kind of stuff. Come on, y'all give me another situation. What's something else that somebody dealing with? Job on your workplace. You want that person that's in that department to move from that department, all that kind of stuff. Lord, if I can just get just that person, like that, y'all probably all got somebody in your head, just that one person to move off the job, I'll be the best worker on this job and the most anointed person, and I'll preach to everybody, Lord, if I can just move that person. And God said, no, you won't. Or the reason why that person is there is because they need me. And you're the only one that can bring me to them because they ain't getting it. And so, and then we step into that area. Are y'all seeing this? But what we do many times is we treat God like he is this far-off entity, and then we got all these situations and circumstances that leads from earth up to heaven. But God is saying, I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. So he wants to walk with us through the situations. So by the time the person leaves, you're actually like, we actually got close, but I'm glad you're going. But we got close. You know, we back it up. Or by the time that the child actually is ready to move out of the house, you're like, man, I'm really going to miss them compared to a few years ago. And then the financial situation, you're like, wow, God supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I don't know how we got through these different seasons of our lives when I wasn't making enough money and I got laid off and this person got laid off, all these different things. But God provided, and now I'm able to encourage someone else and help them get closer to God. So what is standing, if you can stay right here, what is standing in between us and God? Like, what is our, and look, you know, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open. I get all of that. You know, ask God and believe that, believe and receive that you shall have it and it shall be given unto you. All of different, we have not because we ask not and all that kind of stuff. I know that. But do you realize that the most important thing that God wants is us? All these other things are temporal. What does that mean? They're subject to change. They will change. You won't always be in that financial situation. And for y'all to have young kids, you won't always have young kids. And so what is God preparing us for? And the only way is by me saying, you know what, God? I don't know. Can we get to that point? Chat McHugh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to handle this situation, but we don't stop there. But then you say, but God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. And that's where some of us need to drop our anchor today. I trust you, God. I don't know. Every time I open my eyes, I see my circumstances. But God, can you help me get to the point where the natural things are still here, but for some reason, my perception has changed. I don't think the same way I used to, and I don't respond the same way that I used to. What changed? My posture changed. Rather than one of, God, gimme, 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 it's God, I just want you, Lord. God, I need you. There's a song that says, you are the breath that I breathe, God. You are the air that I breathe. As the deer panteth for the water, though my soul longeth after you, Lord. Thank you. Can we give it up for Tremaine and her? And so that's where I want to really just stop today is perception. I know God is speaking to every one of us in here right now. In some way, on some level, I know we all can sense something about God moving in our life. Call to action. Can we lean in? Say, what is this, God? What is this? And can I ask us to do this? I did this yesterday during some devotion time. I got serious with God. And I was like, God, what is this? Like, what is this that I'm sensing? God, it's okay. You will not hurt God's feelings by asking him questions. I know sometimes when we were raised by our natural parents, it was, don't you question me. That's not God. He's not intimidated by our questions. He welcomes them. So if you are like sensing something, but you don't know, lean in and ask God, what is this? What is this? Like, you know, reveal to me, God, what are you saying, or what are you doing, or where are you leading me, God? And once you begin to start seeing more, pay attention to it. Like, don't back up. And please do not be afraid of what it is that you are sensing. God got you. Because if he didn't have you, he wouldn't be showing it to you. God is not in the business of just like, like, let me show you this. I know you're not ready for it. Just wanted to tease you. He's not in the business. If he is moving, showing, talking, whatever it is that you're sensing, that means that he knows that you're ready for the next thing. But he needs for you to lean into it. Amen? Are you aware of it? Are you sensing something? Lean in, inquire, read, pray, worship with open arms. And then as you begin to see it, pay attention and take hold of it by faith and go with God.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.